Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Sarah.
Today, we're diving into an interesting take from U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. He's arguing that the current U.S. government's pro-crypto stance is a major way to ensure the U.S. dollar's global dominance well into the future. As we know, the fiat-based dollar is losing ground fast. It seems the U.S. are now applying stablecoin technology to the existing structure in an attempt to shore up their hegemony.
That's right. The core of his argument is about stablecoins. These are the cryptocurrencies already pegged to the dollar system. Bessent's prediction is that the stablecoin market could explode to over $2 trillion within the next 3 years. As established stablecoin issuers are already major buyers for short-term U.S. treasuries.
I see. So how does this move help the dollar as we currently know it?
Well, to back these stablecoins, the issuers need to hold reserves, and a large portion of those reserves would be in U.S. treasuries. So a booming stablecoin market means a huge new source of demand for U.S. debt, which in turn strengthens the dollar's position globally.
So the argument is that by embracing crypto via stablecoin technology, the U.S. can essentially lock in the dollar supremacy for the foreseeable future. It's a bit of a counterintuitive idea, especially given the crypto is here to replace traditional finance narrative we have heard from much of the last decade.
It is. And Bessent has been quite critical of the previous administration's approach, saying they were trying to make crypto extinct while the rest of the world was moving forward. He sees this as a major strategic misstep that the current administration is now correcting.
It seems the White House agrees. President Trump has been pushing the House to pass the Genius Act for stablecoin regulation as soon as possible, calling it key to making America the undisputed leader in digital assets. As we know, this act passed recently, so now it's full steam ahead.
That's right. It's a bold vision for sure, but there are still those who are wary of the rapid pace of deregulation and the potential for a bubble in corporate crypto treasuries. It's a high-stakes game with potentially massive rewards, but also significant risks.
A story DBM will definitely be keeping an eye on as the shift from bureaucrats to technocrats take place at the highest levels. This is possibly the largest adjustment to global finance since Bretton Woods. It's never been more important to owning sound money, as we can already see the effects of these huge liquidity shifts on the price of Bitcoin itself. As ever, those informed and front-running global economics win. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. If you want more insight into how we manage these money rail shifts by owning sound money privately, head to dbm.academy and learn the power of self-custody combined with a Bitcoin-based balance sheet. See you next time.